Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. The last time I was able to drop an NBA prop bet podcast was last Friday. I went 5-2, so let's quickly recap that card. My absolute best bet, Anthony Simons, under the 27.5, that cashes with 23 points. I cash all three of the unders. Kyle Lowry under the 11.5 points. He scored 6. Anthony Edwards under the 29.5 points. He scored 19. Raul Hachimura, I can't pronounce names. That's part of the reason why this podcast is so tough for me. I am absolutely terrible at pronouncing names. I had the under 14.5. He scored 12. So perfect run on the unders. The overs, not so good. I go 1-2. I cash on Brandon Miller over the 20.5 points. He eked it out with 21. On the flip side, I had Vince Williams over the 14.5. He scored 14. So I win one by a half a point. I lose one by a half a point. Then Dylan Brooks, I missed badly there. I had the over 9.5, and he scored only 4. So in just a moment, I'm going to go through a whole bunch of important housekeeping stuff. But on today's card, I'm going to give you 4 prop bets. It's not the normal 7. It's just 4. I have 2 unders and I have 2 overs. Let's start with my unders. I'm going to call it my absolute best bet. It's Colin Sexton of the Jazz under the 21.5 points against Boston, available on FanDuel at a minus 104. So the Celtics rank 4th defending the position. They rank 2nd defending the 3, and they rank 2nd in field goal percentage allowed. Sexton is averaging 20.3 points per game since the break, under this number in 6 of 8 games. 1 game against Boston this year, only 20 minutes, 5 of 12 shooting, 13 points. Sexton has burned me several times this year. The number just dropped from 22.5 down to 21.5, but to me, this one is still screaming under. There's more downside than upside, so give me Colin Sexton of the Jazz under the 21.5 points against Boston at the minus 104. Next up on the card, it's Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under the 24.5 points against Minnesota, available on FanDuel at the minus 104. So the Timberwolves ranked 4th defending the position. They ranked number 1 in points allowed. They ranked number 1 in field goal percentage allowed. And they ranked number 4 against the 3. Leonard is questionable for this game with a very uncomfortable injury. Leonard is averaging 23.6 points per game since the break, 25.3 points per game in 3 games against the Timberwolves, scoring 26, 18, and 32. So 2 of his 3 games against Minnesota has gone to the over. I don't like that. This is a high-risk play, but it's worth it given the Wolves' defensive metrics plus the injury combo. Let's go Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under the 24.5 points against Minnesota, once again at the minus 104. Next up on my card, I go to my first over. It's Josh Hart of the New York Knicks over the 12.5 points against Philadelphia, available on FanDuel at a plus 102, available on Bet Rivers at 11.5 points at a minus 130. I'm officially playing the plus 102 at 12.5. So I'm going against the computer models in this one. That normally doesn't end well for me. The 76ers rank 6th defending the position. They rank 5th defending the 3. Hart is averaging 8.9 points per game, 15.7 points per game since the All-Star break. His attempts have skyrocketed from 7.1 per game up to 13.5 per game. I like that. He had gone over this number in 8 consecutive games prior to Sunday. On Sunday, he faced these same 76ers, played 43 minutes, 4 of 13 shooting, just 1 of 7 on threes, scoring just 9 points. His previous 2 games against the 76ers, 30 minutes, 4 of 7 shooting, 10 points. 44 minutes, 7 of 13 shooting, 18 points. I expect an effort much closer to his second game this year. It's the same opponent, It's a bounce back spot tonight for me. Let's get some points here. I'm going head to head with the computer. Give me Josh Hart of the Knicks over the 12.5 points at the plus 102. And the final prop on the card for me today is Kevin Huerter of the Sacramento Kings over the 8.5 points against Milwaukee. Available on FanDuel at the minus 122. Available on Caesars at the minus 117. So the Bucks ranked 23rd defending the position. They ranked 19th in points allowed. They ranked 13th in field goal percentage allowed. Huerter is averaging 9.1 points per game since the break. He's gone under this number in five of six games, shooting well below his season average. So it's a discounted price tonight, given the recent performance. His prop was 12.5 against tougher competition just 2 weeks ago. One game against Milwaukee this year, 39 minutes, 10 of 14 shooting, 26 points. I'm not going to get greedy. I don't need anything like that. I'll just be happy with 9 or more points. Let's just get over the number. Give me Kevin Huerter of the Kings over the 8.5 points at the minus 122. So those are my four props for the card. Now, a little bit different here once again. I'm going to go through some housekeeping now. So if you remember last year, we worked with Dakota Sports Gambling Network on some daily newsletters. Some very good handicappers, some very good people participated in the newsletter. Unfortunately, that newsletter ended for a variety of reasons. So fast forward to the present. This impacts this show. I'm going to be creating a new newsletter, or I did create it now, I should say, that I'm hoping will be of interest to some of you. I'm going to call it my Nothing Special Almost Daily Prop Bet Newsletter. And that will replace this current prop podcast where I mispronounce all the names. I struggle to meet the deadlines. Life gets busy. Yesterday is a great example. I had to get my son to the airport by 3 a.m. He was flying to New York City with his theater group. My daughter then was having a sleepover since we're on spring break. She's an hour and a half away from home, calls me, says she's sick. I have to drive 3 hours to pick her up and drive her back. Those things happen in life. Everyone knows that. Makes it very difficult for deadlines, especially when you drop a podcast and it takes 20 minutes or 2 hours for it to show up on Apple or Spotify or the various sources. So going to a newsletter format for the Prop Bet Show, a lot easier for me, that's for sure. And I will still drop some Prop Bet shows, but there will be no consistency going forward. So if you consistently want the Prop Bet plays, you're going to need to subscribe to the newsletter. The cost of this one is going to be $8 a month, or $80 if you prepay for the year. If you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes. It's buymeacoffee.com/playmeorfademe. The link is in the notes. You'll see on the right-hand side, there'll be a spot to become a member section. There's only one level. I call it the get everything level. And basically, that just means you're going to get my overnight plays emailed to you, which gives them to you probably a couple hours before the podcast drops, or makes it a little bit easier for you maybe to check out the plays. And then the same thing here with the prop bets. I will try to mix in some prop bet shows as a podcast format still. It's just very challenging to commit to doing it on a consistent basis. I'm burning it on both ends of the candle right now. Took on more than I could chew. That's probably what I'll say there with this prop bet show. I'm having fun with it. It's been fun. We're actually up a lot of units here on this show, and I'm excited for what's going to come in Major League Baseball as well. And that's where we're going to go with it anyway. So it will be a prop newsletter that will be year round. I will play the NBA, the Major League Baseball, and then the NFL, of course, come football season. So there will be 12 months of action in the newsletter. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to email me, DM me, reach out to me, but that's what we're going to be doing there. Then, other housekeeping item here, there's a link in the show notes to watch a YouTube show that I was on previewing the Big Ten basketball tournament. On that show, I also give you my 35-1 long shot that I kind of like to potentially cut down the Nets. And they're an 8-1 long shot to make the Final Four. 8-1 is probably not considered a long shot, but they're 8-1 to make the Final Four. I kind of like this team. You know, we don't know the brackets yet, but I think this could be a dangerous team come tournament time. If you want to listen to that YouTube show, it's about 15 minutes long. I talk about the Big Ten, talk about some of our college basketball betting strategies, and then talk about my sleeper for the NCAA tournament. So just a little teaser there. Love for you guys to check out that YouTube show. Don't make fun of me. I think I was wearing a Delaware Blue Hen shirt when we recorded that yesterday. Not sure why I put that one on for a Big Ten show, but I'm not always the smartest guy, that's for sure. So Let's recap my four props here for the prop bet show. The next time I drop a prop bet show, I'm not sure yet. It may be this week. It may be next week. Once again, no consistency that I can commit to from a prop betting perspective other than in the newsletter, which makes it a lot easier for me to do because I'm not up against as much of a deadline in life. So here we go. My four prop bets, starting with my absolute best bet. It's Colin Sexton of the Jazz under the 21.5 points at a minus 104. I'm on Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under 24.5 points at a minus 104. I'm on Josh Hart of the Knicks over 12.5 points at a plus 102. I'm on Kevin Huerter of the Kings over the 8.5 points at a minus 122. So that's my prop bet card for a Tuesday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.